and I call on Roger Glyn-Thomas to ask the urgent question. Roger Glyn-Thomas.
Will the First Minister urgently clarify the Welsh Government's efforts to attract Trident nuclear missiles to Milford Haven?
First Minister?
Sorry, they refer to the answer I gave yesterday.
Well, the answer you gave yesterday, First Minister, was that you welcomed weapons of mass destruction to Milford Haven. Can I ask you, was that a cabinet decision? Because I remember from my days as chair of CND Cymru that a number
questions.
Of your cabinet colleagues...
Questions, not speeches.
The question is, was it a cabinet decision? Because many of your colleagues were members of CND and presumably still are. Has there been any consultation with the people of South West Wales? Has there been an assessment as to whether Milford Haven is a safe port to store nuclear weapons? Because there was an assessment in 1963, and at that time, with one oil refinery, it was deemed unsafe, and it was also claimed that the oil refinery would have to close. First Minister, will you now accept, quite simply, that oil, gas and nukes don't mix?
Minister?
Unless the member's suggesting that nuclear missiles should be shot into the LNG terminal, which is what he seems to be suggesting, I fail to understand his point. When it comes to 1963, I'll bow to his greater knowledge of that year than me, but I refer him once again to the answer I gave yesterday, which provides utter clarity.
Paul Davies, thank you. Excuse me, your name is not down to speak. If you wish to put your name down, please do. Paul Davies.
Diolch, Llywydd. Of course, ma. Llywodraeth y Deyrnas Unedig wedi wneud i'n gwbl glir nad oes unrhyw gynlluniau i ailleoli'r llynges Danfor. Fodd bynnag mae gan Abedegleddau draddodiad hir o dreftadaeth filwrol. Bydde prosiect fel hyn wrth gwrs yn creu swyddi ar raddfa enfawr yn Abedegleddau. Rhywbeth bydde ni yn croesawu yn fawr iawn a dwi'n credu bod dyletswydd gyda ni i gyd i archwilio pob cyfle posib am swyddi'n enwedig yn llefydd fel Abedegleddau a Sir Benfro. Wrth gwrs, mae yn hanfodol bod asesiadau diogelwch priodol yn cael ei wneud a fod yna ymgynghoriad llawn yn cymryd lle gyda pobl lleol os oedd y llynges Danfor yma yn cael ei ailleoli. O ystyried y gallai buddsoddiad ar y raddfa hon fod o fydd enfawr i'r ardal ac ystyried bod Llywodraeth Cymru yn gyfrifol am ddatblygiad economaidd, ydy Llywodraeth Cymru yn golygu cynnal unrhyw asesiadau ar yr effaith economaidd byddai prosiect fel hyn yn cael ar Abertegleddau ac yn wir ar Sir Benfro.
Y sefyllfa ar hyn o bryd yw mae Llywodraeth yr Alban wedi dweud nhw ddim eisiau cael y bus yn fast lane, felly bydd rhaid symud o fanna i Lloegr neu Cymru wrth ystyried hwnna, pwysig dros ben bod ni yng Nghymru yn cael ei ystyried fel lle mae'r swyddi hyn yn gallu cael ei greu.
Peter Black.
Thank you, Presiding Officer. Of course, the Liberal Democrats have to wear there won't be a Trident missile to bring to Milford Haven anyway. Can I ask, First Minister, in terms of your bid to move Trident to Milford Haven, what risk assessment has been carried out by the Welsh Government of this proposal? What assessment of the suitability of Milford Haven has been made? And what discussions have you had with the UK Government about this issue?
As I said yesterday, the Scottish Government has said that you would want to have the nuclear base at Fast Lane, bearing that in mind. And if that base at some point in the future has to move, then it's only right that Wales is considered alongside England as a place for that base. And the creation of those jobs, something that certainly is one party in this chamber seems to dismiss so lightly.
Helen Jones. Rwy'n fynd i ddod, wnaethoch chi ddim ateb y cwestiwn oedd Roger Glyn-Thomas ofyn i chi ynghynt. A ydy Cabinet Llywodraeth Cymru wedi trafod y gwahoddiad sydd wedi cael ei roi i arfau niwclir i ddod i ddyfroedd Cymru ac oedd yna gonsensws yn y Cabinet. Ac awnewch chi gyhoeddi y papurau cyngor a roddwyd i'r Cabinet yn arwen lan at yr penderfyniad os fi oedd un o gwbl.
Wel, does dim anghytuno yn y cabinet ynglyn â hwn i mae'n sicrhau bod y swyddi yn dod i Gymru. Hwn yn rhywbeth o'r plaid Cymru hollol yn erbyn. Ac wrth gwrs, ni wedi gweld beth sy'n mynd i ddigwydd yn yr Alban. A beth oedd yn digwydd yn yr Alban, wrth gwrs, byddai'r plaid Cymru mo'n gweld yn digwydd yn Cymru, sef llai o swyddi. So felly, y sefyllfa ar hyn o bryd yw fel wedes i ddo bod Llywodraeth yr Alban ddim eisiau cael y beth sy'n yr Alban o hyn mas. Wel, cofio hwnna, wel, wrth gwrs, i ni yng Nghymru mo'n ystyried pa fath o le bydde yng Nghymru, er mwyn creu swyddi hyn.
Angela Burns.
Presiding Officer,
First Minister, I would ask, is this policy or was it an off-the-cuff response to Vaughan Gethin? Has it been tested in Cabinet? And will you consult the people of Pembrokeshire if this were to come to pass?
The Scottish Government do not wish to have a base in Scotland. That base will have to be moved. Regardless of whether Scotland's a constitutional future, on that basis the base would have to go to either England or Wales. It's only right then the consideration should be given at an appropriate stage to a base in Wales.
Nick Ramsey.
No questions being asked.
Thank you, First Minister. We now move to item 3, which is a motion to amend standing orders in relation to private bills and miscellaneous amendments. And I call on a member of the Business Committee to formally move.
Also, if they